like to read a book. No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
And we have a special guest today, Robots.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, dude?
I'm all right, man.
Robots has been a loyal listener for a very long time, lives in Nevada, and somehow found my home address and showed up, and now he's recording with us.
Hey, dude.
We're at knife point.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be a rip-roaring good time.
The internet makes it easy to find anybody you want. It really does. Yeah.
So, Robots, I didn't really brief you at all for what I was going to ask, but what was your, give me like... your top five movies, and it doesn't have to. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I didn't brief you on this simple question.
Fuck, dude.
I figured you just had that in the chamber.
My top five movies change constantly.
Yeah. All right, what's
constantly?
How about that?
Fuck, man. Now I'm on the spot.
Not really.
I feel like I've never watched.
Oh, not
a movie
at all.
Ever.
I could do one. Terminator 2.
That's a good one.
That one's in
Empire
my top five.
Empire Strikes Back.
Are you just listing movies you like?
Yeah.
Or are these in your top five for real?
Empire's in my top five.
Terminator 2 is in my top five for real.
I think Terminator T2 would be in mine as well. I think about RoboCop a lot too, and I'm
RoboCop's
like, well,
fucking amazing.
I think about Jurassic Park a lot too, and The Matrix.
You definitely The Matrix for you. You
I
were
just
in trench coats.
My son The Matrix for the first time. He enjoyed it.
Did you want to go get a dust?
And then I was like, you want to watch two? He was like, no.
No, I heard it's nowhere near.
Wow,
good.
He already knew.
Yeah, I told him. I was like, so number two is a little iffy, dude. And he's like, yeah, we're cool.
Yeah, he's like, fine. He's like, we don't need a top for perfection. I don't think you can. Good.
Well, I've been making him watch all kinds of like old shitty like Van Damme movies and Kickboxer and just stuff
Time
like
Cop.
That, right?
Dude,
yeah.
What is
all
it?
That crap.
Sudden Death. That's a tight Van Damme movie. He fights the Pittsburgh Penguin mascot and puts her through a fucking dishwasher. It's so sick.
Is Sudden Death the one where he's
in the hockey?
Got long hair?
No, he's short.
Oh, I've seen the hockey. I know the hockey.
Yeah,
one.
Sudden
yeah.
Death. That shit
I'm
is fucking
of hard,
tight.
I'm thinking of Hard Target or Hard to Kill. One of the two.
Hard
where he has long,
target,
curly hair.
He was like, he lived with all the Okies or whatever, like in the
I think so.
Country
catches,
and shit.
He caught an arrow with his hand, and then like his buddy died, and the arrow went through his dog tag, and he's like, my bro!
While doing a split between two walls.
Yeah, probably pretty much,
Fuck.
That's awesome. So, what was your top five?
I would say, I'll be honest, one of my favorite movies ever is Scarface.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Departed.
That's a good
one. Another
one. So you're kind of like into like the crime movies, is what you
like
the mafia.
A lot of Goodfellas, Casino. I love all that.
Goodfellas
shit,
and
dude,
Casino are
great.
I said Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Casino.
Casino.
John
Casino. I know people that actually say it like that.
You can't see him, John Casino.
I'm gonna go to the casino. Going to the casino and later. Lurch something.
So basically, anything with Joe Pesci, Home Alone. No,
no. I mean, that's entertaining and shit. I think Robert De Niro is what I meant. Yeah, Robert De Niro. I don't know. I like everything, dude. Like I just
you are
like
a picky
good
person.
Movie.
You're
not,
right.
Not when it comes to movies. No,
you'll pretty much try to fuck with anything, and then you'll be like, well,
for
that
the
was
most
kinda
part,
dark
yeah.
Shit.
I mean, I go through phases where I'm like, I'm just gonna watch like shitty B movies and nothing else. You know, I've seen so many fucking Nazi zombie movies. There's a lot of zombie movies.
They're like just straight to VOD.
And I'm not a big fan of like the whole zombie movement, especially like when Walking Dead happened. Like,
I know
I was
you're
like,
not.
I'm fucking way over this shit. Like, I don't need more zombies.
See, and you're always like, I like the people aspect. See, and I fuck the people. I want the zombies. Like, I want to see throats torn out.
My favorite part of the Walking Dead comic book series was seeing where the people were going and what was happening to them, and seeing how the people were fucked over by other people because it's the apocalypse. Like, it was almost like The Road with the backdrop of zombies.
Like,
does that make sense?
Man is the most dangerous game,
dude. He really is, though.
Wow.
Yeah,
he's more conniving than the zombies.
No, because all they want is brains, bro. Actually, in Walking Dead, they weren't about brains. They were just about any type of living
just
flesh.
Just anything, yeah. Which I like better than just the brains. But.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird. They're like, we only need one base because they didn't have any brains.
Totally.
I just got that.
Wow. Looking for the brain they lost.
What have you been up to, Tony?
What?
What have you been doing?
Filling my bird feeder.
Dude, Tony got this bird. Did you see his bird feeder outside?
Nothing special. It's just
I mean,
a bird feeder.
He talks about it on the podcast, so it seems pretty special.
It's the most special. I'm saying there wasn't much going on in my life is what I was saying without saying it.
But thank you for
feeding my
up.
Birds is my most important task of the last 2 weeks.
That's not bad.
I feed the birds and I watch them. We got some peanuts for them. They like that. It was bird feed with real peanuts.
Wow.
And I almost bought a bag for myself, but then I was like, there must be some reason why it's so cheap for birds to eat these unsalted peanuts. Maybe I shouldn't.
You almost bought a bag of bird
feed?
Yeah,
maybe you should. Yeah,
it's just peanuts, though. It's called peanuts.
Were you tempted to try them?
I was like, fuck, these peanuts look dope. Okay, and I like planters.
Probably fine.
Because I eat cocktail nuts all the time. Yeah. You could tell.
Probably fine.
I am full of nuts.
God.
But
Tony used to eat pistachios when I lived with him.
So good.
Well, no, but he would get he would get the shelled ones.
That's the healthiest ones.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah. Right. So he would put them on top of his chest in the chair and like lean back and just like crack them and eat them. So like all you hear is like, and then like he's like eating and shit. And there's I would always vacuum. He would do all the yard work outside. I was the wife.
Yeah. He'd cook it clean. Yeah. I'd come in, have sex with him from behind.
Yeah. While I was cleaning, like, ow, please, no. And
kids are watching, Bob.
Yeah, just cat paw, like, meow. But I would vacuum up and there'd always be motherfucking pistachio shells everywhere.
Trails of
yeah. You just follow him up to his room.
I'd like have to like ash off like my chest, like that's brush it off.
Dude, I'm with you because I do the same shit. I use my chest and my stomach for a lot of like whole
you
stuff.
Can lean a bowl on it. You could,
well, it's
a
like
lot of
carrying stuff.
Yeah.
You just set it on your gut. It's great.
It's like Homer Simpson, how he would always have the beer like on his belly. Yeah. Like he'd be laying on the couch and just the beer right there.
I'm surprised there's not more pictures of me like that.
Yeah, you could put a hungry man on your tummy and just eat it.
Hungry man.
I'm losing
so
it,
hot.
It's leaving, so that's kind of like, I'm a little bit sad about that.
Don't be sad about that. That's good.
Yeah, it's
no,
nice.
No, it's great. I'm just a little bit sad because like it's been a part of my life for years.
Yeah, it's an accessory you're losing.
Yeah.
So it looks like New Mutants is finally going to be able to be a thing. That's fun.
Hasn't that finally been able to be a thing for like the last 3 years?
That's very true. They are like, it's happening. They're like, nah, it's not. It's happening. No, it's not. But no, they actually did say that like they release another trailer. There's like a release date for it.
Okay.
I wonder if Tenet's still coming out in August because they're like,
says it's indefinitely delayed.
Oh, so it pushed back again?
Yeah, I read that.
Because next Star Wars movie delayed 1 year to 2023.
Even music is like being delayed. Like there's an artist that was like, yo, I'm releasing in July. And now he's releasing in September. I was like,
Taylor Swift just put out a new album
today.
What's
that? Oh, wow, good for her.
You know? I mean,
that was literally in my head. I'm like, who fucking
tight.
Cares, dude?
Tight. Well, how'd you get that news?
I read that earlier.
All right.
On tswift.com,
dude. I was
going
to say, are you on TMZ?
That's what I usually frequent. That's my morning poop site, T-Swift.
That's T-Swift.
Yeah, I got E.com.
Yeah, entertainment, dude.
Wow.
No, so she wasn't afraid of the COVID, dude. Spider-Man got delayed, Spider-Man 3.
Everything is, man. The life of humans is delayed.
Have the movies even opened back up yet?
No.
Not here.
Not here.
I think there's...
We have drive-ins.
Closed in Reno. Oh, we have one.
Yeah, we have two.
Mm-hmm. Where's the other one?
There's one in Magic City and Twin...
Oh, okay, right on. But yeah, I have not been to the drive-in at all. It seems
I haven't been to the drive-in in... years.
Driving's
like,
pretty tight.
It's like them now. I just don't go.
Yeah.
I will say that the theater that I usually go to for the drive-in, they have like a very old projector that like once it hits midnight, you can see the screen perfectly.
Yeah.
I watched Solo there and they started it at 8:45. Legit did not know that Khaleesi was in that movie.
Oh, because you couldn't see her because she was
at
so
all. I was
bright.
Like, wow, everything's just so soft. It's like watching a scrambled porn channel.
It is like, you guys got to wait till pitch black to do it.
That's what I'm saying. So 8:45, yeah. It's like that twilight.
Yeah.
You know? And like, it's just kind of like, well, I can't see dog shit.
It's one year.
Well, and they're not going to spend money on that a new projector that's going to cost them, you know, $20,000, something like nice and crisp.
Now they
they're
should.
Like, yeah, they really should.
Now they should be fucking. Yeah.
As I like fucking like, you know, smuggled my own food in and shit. That's why they can't afford it.
Right.
Because I'm not paying that tax. Like, dude, it's $20 for
that's
the whole
bad.
Car.
People are like bringing in like 40 fucking beers and like.
That was another thing.
Grilling out.
I remember getting into a buddy's car and one, yeah. All of the whole floor covered in beer cans. Yeah. And then he had a cooler in the back with beer and we just drank beer the entire time watching it. Which sucks because you have to get up and piss all the time.
I know.
Yeah, it's
if
the
only,
worst. That's
yeah,
why I don't drink
pee in
beer
your mouth,
movies
you know,
most of the
if
time.
If we were in India, you'd just lean to the side and take a piss or a shit right next to your buddy. Because I've been watching these India documentaries. They don't care where
week.
The poop and pee goes.
I can't believe you're still on this.
It makes me think of
India.
There was a meme that was said, beast in the sheets, shitting in the streets.
Wow.
That is what they do. I don't know how they fuck, but... I've been watching more stuff about that.
There's not a YouTube documentary on that.
Well, I watch.
Well, just go to the internet and look at all the dudes that are hitting on chicks. Like, It's
yeah. I mean, honestly, though, shipbreaking is another thing I've been studying.
What's that?
Shipbreaking is where third world country
ship or shit
ship.
Okay.
Ship breaking.
Well, you've been talking about poop a lot.
Oh, no.
Sure.
It went from shit to ship. Because on the YouTube, it thought I meant ship.
Yeah. It's like, well, he definitely doesn't want to watch about people pooping all the time. And you're like, no, I do. What
correct.
Do you mean?
And then I got next to this thing video. And it was like, ship breaking. India's in Mumbai, they have an entire coast of dead ships that people bring to their country, beach them on the shore, pay them to drop off the old ship, and then they have like homeless like squads of fucking workers disassemble these ships piece by piece by hand for like years
to do what was
to take the scrap to like have it forged into new metal.
What?
So they buy an old cruise ship or an old barge. The company goes, cool, I'll sell it to you for $1 million. Park it on our shore, beach the fucker, take all the gas out of it, and get the fuck out of our country. We'll do the rest. Could and you, literally, they hand them a bunch of fucking like torches, and they're like, get on it.
It's actually a really good idea.
And, dude, it's like a third world like commune of like an entire community of people that are just breakers. That's what they do.
Do they poop around the ships, too?
Dude, there's shit and metal and fucking ash everywhere. So much ash, breaking and fucking pooping. It's crazy.
Ship shitting.
Dude, and then they'll like have a ship with like, you know, maybe like 800 beds in it. And they'll take like 800 mattresses and break them down for like the cotton and like take all the drapes and do like reweave it.
It's actually kind of intense.
It's like, crazy.
That's pretty
but
neat.
But also they're like, all right, well, here's a 500 foot, shell of the ship. Cut off a 1 foot by 1 foot piece and hand it to this guy. And then he schlups it to a truck.
Jesus.
I'll cut another piece and then you take it. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like you're breaking a mountain down to pebbles so people can carry it.
It's like a weird little assembly line.
Yeah.
Wild.
And it takes some years to do each ship.
I would imagine.
Ship breaking. It's crazy.
How'd you fucking stumble upon this?
Dude, I'm
from your
just
ship.
Wild, man.
From your shitting in.
Shitting ships.
Yeah, shitting in India.
Like, yeah, you type in India shit, they think you mean India ship sometimes.
And then you get
shit breaking. Like, no, I meant shit.
I meant shit, but I'll continue.
I love shit, and I want to know more about
I
it.
I want to watch that now.
Well, he was telling last week, saying that, like, they shit on pipes.
Yeah, there's a giant sewage pipe, but there's communities that live around these huge exhaust pipes for poop. And so the kids play on them and stuff during the day. They're like 8 foot wide pipes. You know what I mean? Like huge drainage pipes, but they're not buried because why?
What? Yeah, why
so the
bother,
kids are like,
right?
Yeah, I'm on my pipe. Hang on, guys. I have to take a little tookie bookie. And then they go, oh, that one had curry in it and ran off.
Dude, curry does liquefy your body.
It liquefies it. They just spray it out and go. Like, no wipe. No second thought.
No wipe.
Dude, what's the point of the wipe?
That's gnarly.
I mean,
the flies are probably already waiting for it. They're like, just drop it on me.
I don't know.
Man,
that sucks.
It's wild, man. And the amount of toxins that they ingest in the shipbreaking yard, because it's horribly toxic to burn a bunch of painted steel with
or
like
plastic.
Lead and shit.
Yeah.
And they like burn the plastic off the copper by just putting it in a fire. And they're just like, oh God, mix it up.
We're gonna make
like, bring in another gallon of that plastic.
We're gonna make some good loot off this.
Yeah. Literally, like the life expectancy is dropped to like 4 years after you start the job, you'll probably be dead.
Jesus Christ, like Chernobyl.
It's crazy.
Seriously.
But continue.
No, that's all I had. So next gen consoles, sirs.
Oh.
How you feeling? Because it says that Xbox could have more exclusive titles than PS4 right off the PS5
did
right off the rip.
Did you watch Xbox's event?
No.
Either
did you?
Of you? Nothing.
We watched the PS5
had an event.
The Xbox had an event.
I don't even pay attention.
Halo Infinite.
Anything Xbox does.
I did get an email for that
from Best Buy, though.
I have been seeing a lot of the Halo 5 shit, and people are like, what the fuck? Like, it doesn't look that great.
It's a open world.
Oh, God.
What do they call it?
Reskin?
No, like an homage. Like a weird like open worldy homage-y to the original Halo. So it looked almost like I was watching like stream of it and these dudes are like, it looks fucking bland, dude. And it's because I think it's way bigger in scope, so you don't have Last of Us 2 detail in Skyrim Skyrim's three times the size. Ten times the size.
Right. Same with like Red Dead.
So I think people were like, wait, why does this shit look dated? But they didn't understand the format.
Kind of like Zelda on the Switch is cel shaded.
Correct. It's not going to look there's not as crisp. Ton of detail,
but yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Amazing. And so people are like, but I'm not used to that. I'm used to a few levels of Halo, so they all look pretty pristine
right.
in their own way. And this one, it was just sort of like people were like dumbfounded because they didn't say like a new open world, huge experience, Halo Infinite.
You think they would leave with that, yeah?
You would. And they led the conference with Halo, and shit after Halo was more dope.
Oh, it
was
really? Better.
Well, yeah. What else do they have? There was a Skyrim killer called from Rare. Rareware.
Okay.
They're making their own like Skyrim type game, like first person, like mage with a sword, like okay. fighting dragons.
You call it a Skyrim killer because it's supposed to replace Skyrim?
It's like a Skyrim. Yeah, like a.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a game due up to do that.
Well,
anyway,
kind of like how
Skyrim's been around for a
because
minute.
Wild
now, it's still
Hunt,
a good game, but.
Yeah.
Well, like, Anthem came out and it was supposed to be the Destiny killer, right?
Correct.
It was supposed to be like the replacement
Dude,
for it.
Anthem
was bad.
It left a lot to be desired. And that was a
for
fun
sure.
game.
It's sad.
It looked cool. But I was like, tied up Iron Man, but then I was like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
I remember Tony and Bob like downloaded the free trial. They're like, yeah, we're leaving you behind in the dust in your stupid Destiny 2, bro. And then we played it and we were like, wow, this is
no,
dog shit.
Unfortunately, did not hold a candle to Destiny
not at
2.
All.
Not even close.
And EA kind of just
that
like
was
left
good
it
for
there
a minute,
too.
Though. Yeah.
They were like, just forget about it.
I haven't turned that game on since.
Did you buy it?
I bought it for my Xbox, yeah.
Oh.
I haven't turned it on since. I know, right? Sorry. Oh. But I had a bunch of buddies that were getting it too. So I was like, fuck it, why not?
Yep.
And I had the extra money, so I bought it.
No, I feel that totally.
And, yeah, I just played it for like a month
on paper.
And was like, I tried, man. I gave it my all, and it got so repetitive so quick.
Yeah,
that I was like, whatever. I'm dumb. I'm over it.
Fuck and it looked pretty too. That's the bummer.
Yeah. It was a good looking game.
Yeah, BioWare doesn't fuck around with pretty looking stuff.
I thought that was EA.
Well, EA BioWare because BioWare made like Mass Effect, and
I
that's
gotcha.
The team that worked on this.
You know, I've been playing Star Wars Battlefront 2 like occasionally, and that game is gorgeous.
Oh, it's
and more fun to play now, I think, because I know that like I didn't like it, and now I know yeah. to be like I'm okay with this.
Well, I think they also sort of tweaked and fixed and patched like a lot of the fucking.
That makes sense because I had to download an ultra giant update.
Correct, and DICE like if you let DICE do it, I think it would be better. EA just. Whenever their hand's in there, it's like their hand is made of dicks and they're just jerking everyone off and
yeah.
stabbing them into people.
Slapping everybody yeah. with them. EA is horrible for that shit.
They really
it's
are.
Bad.
EA like, gives gaming a bad name.
They're like, we have the biggest franchise of all time and we fucking just shit the bed.
Yeah. Like,
but
we
people
get a,
still fuck with that game. There's a lot of people still on it. That's
what I was
gonna
say, yeah. We get a license for Star Wars. What are we going to do with it? Little to nothing, or just like milk people to death.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was the big thing that people were. Well, then they said they were like, it won't be a pay to play to where like you're better because you bought shit. Like you can get everything looting wise, or you can pay for it.
Yeah,
I think that's becoming slowly a thing of the past because people are realizing like gamers are fickle, man. They
yeah,
you know they
well because they don't want to buy a $60 game, then have to pay another $60 on top of it.
Especially growing up, you know, with the original Nintendo and shit in 1985.
You bought the whole game.
You bought every bit of the experience.
Yeah, you
yeah.
know, you had it all, and that's what I had for years up until what the last maybe like 5-6 years. Pay to play has gotten real big.
I think that's why I like a lot of single player experiences in
yeah,
gaming still because
yeah.
they're
more
limited.
More than likely,
yeah, you're
have.
More limited to nothing like that.
Definitely. Like, when you buy Red Dead, like, there might be an expansion for it. Or Skyrim, even. They had 3 expansions, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, you're getting more game, and you still had a well over 100-hour game to begin with for
oh,
60
yeah.
bucks.
Oh, yeah. And that's where, like, don't fuck your customer base, and they'll keep coming back.
It's just kind of crazy how Call of Duty's like, hey, buy this game, and you're like, tight. And they're like, here's 8 maps, and then if you buy the season pass, which is this much, you'll get this many maps, and then we'll do that for like what 3 times during the cycle until
right.
a year comes out and then that game now is shelved.
They did it right though this time because
how do you, mean?
You can't this time around because all the download all the DLC like maps are free.
That's cool.
All that is free.
So what's the pay part of it?
The pay part of it is the battle pass, which gets you just like skins and shit.
Okay, right on.
So it's like
so it's
Fortnite.
Cosmetic.
It's cosmetic. They promised that they would have no. Like nothing that you could pay to win, nothing that would make you stronger than anybody else.
That is good.
And they've stuck to that good so far.
Shouldn't be that hard.
No. I mean, honestly, and you should
skins,
get all the
you
maps.
Just keep coming out with skins, and people have proven with Fortnite they love skins.
Yeah,
or
they
dances.
Love,
yeah, totally.
Yeah. Skin text.
Just don't do that. Don't put fucking dances.
When
in
I was delivering,
it's Call of Duty, not Fortnite. So
when I was delivering,
don't.
I got to this kid's house and I told him the how much it was, and he was like, "Oh man," he was like, "You know, my Fortnite character's worth $2,500." And I was like, what do you mean it's worth $2,500? And I was like, what happens when Fortnite 2 comes out? And he was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, what happens when they sequelize the game and everyone stops playing that one? And you spent $2,500.
There's people that sell their characters.
Yeah, I know. But that's and that's what he was talking about. And
the
he was like,
market.
He was like, yeah, he was like, all the shit that I've gotten is worth $2,500 to my character. He's like, my mom's pissed, but you know, like, it looks like, yeah, like spending her money on, like, yeah.
My mom, but it looks
my
tight.
Mom's pissed. I put them up for adoption.
Yeah. No, and I literally was like, well, what happens?
I shouldn't talk shit, though, because my son has a lot. He's got a lot of Fortnite shit.
But does he buy a lot?
To his credit, he saves his money. He's a little champ like that. He saves his money, and most of everything he spent on there has been his own money.
Well, then
money
there you
that
go.
He gets for Christmas, that's way different. And his birthdays and shit like that, you know.
Yeah, this kid, I'm pretty sure, has his mom's credit card, and she probably has to now lock it away and get a new one.
Yeah, not going to fucking happen.
But yeah, it was just wild. I was like, well, what happens when Fortnite 2 comes out? He's like, what do you mean there's never going to be a Fortnite 2? I'm like, there probably will be a Fortnite 2.
There will be.
There will be. Destiny. Just like there's an Overwatch 2 happening.
They're only going to expand and work on what they have so much before they're like, all right, new game, new island, new fucking
and
everything.
Not only that, and we'll make it a hard copy so that we can then resell it. Because that's what the companies usually want. That's why Destiny 2 was forced to happen.
Although, Fortnite makes a lot of damn money. They might not have to.
Well, it's almost like Riot Games with League of Legends. They lived off of their money for over a decade with that game.
I almost wonder if that might billions. Happen. Because Fortnite's constantly updating. They're constantly putting shit in.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
That's why they beat PUBG.
Yeah. I got back
constantly
on it.
On it.
Blown away. I was like, I don't even know how to play the game anymore.
I remember
there's too much crap. I got my son. I'm like, I need you to coach me, dude.
I was like, oh shit, there's a person. Then it was just like, he's in a castle. I was like, what the fuck? How did this happen?
you get the Gatling gun with picking the ammo, and you just spray that castle till it's gone, dude, and you kill him. That's how you get a dub.
I didn't even know you could shoot buildings.
It is wild.
I tried to play one time because I remember Andrew got like all pissy about PUBG, and he was like, I'm going to Fortnite. And I was like, I'll try it. And I was like, this is awful. I hate how it looks.
I hope Valorant is good.
Haven't heard of that.
Riot Games made pretty much was like, how do we mix Overwatch with Counter-Strike? And they made Valorant.
Okay.
So
that's interesting.
It's got spells and kind of the fun stuff, energy and shit like that. But it's also got, you know, you with just a really good pistol or a shotgun or an assault rifle.
What was the Skyrim killer?
Fast.
I like that. Huh? That
explain,
sounds fun.
Explain the Skyrim killer more to me.
Oh, God. I think it was called, it was from Rareware. It was called like Averant or something like that. Yeah. Like something corny.
Made up name.
Yeah. Like
Aegon.
Yeah, Aegon. And you're like, okay, whatever.
Fight for the Greybeards.
Yeah. But it showed a lot of cool dungeon exploration and like different mounts you can get, different subclasses of stuff.
And it's supposed to be as big as Skyrim?
Oh, yeah. It's next gen, so they're making them all just fucking insane.
How did it look, like, comparatively?
Oh, it looked way better than Skyrim. Okay. Everything does now.
Yeah, it's very true. Skyrim looks
really bad and a lot. It's very
glitchy. The Witcher looks better than Skyrim now.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah. You can't put Skyrim's graphics next to it because Skyrim's graphics are 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What about the HD remaster? I still haven't played mine. It was like free.
That's the one I have.
It was
$10
on Xbox.
Yeah, it was super cheap when I got it.
Yeah,
got a couple years ago. I played it for a little bit and then stopped.
Yeah, I did too.
Glitched a few big bad guys, got some cool armor, and then
I got some underground treasure chests in this one town and gave up.
I remember I started the game.
Too much talking.
I started the game and immediately went to like a cave or a dungeon and like just got torn apart. And I was like, oh yeah, I have to do like a lot before I can actually start doing things.
No, you have to find a bad guy on accident, just walking through the world. And then you just learn quickly how to glitch him to fight him. Yeah.
And then, you get the rewards.
I killed one guy and got some really cool shit and then just went and wrecked a lot of other people. And then I was like, I'm over it. Yeah. I tried putting in some like cheat codes and it fucked up my game. So I was like, yep. We're done with that.
I snuck into a house to get a Dawnbreaker or Lightbringer or
Dawnbreaker was the sword.
Yeah. I snuck in and got that fucking sword and I shouldn't have.
Nice.
I was on like the trellis and like climbing up the side of the ivy on this building and then like went on the gutter.
Did you find out how to do this? Okay,
and then jumped in.
Now you're Ethan Hunt. Yep.
Because I got to steal it, but not get caught stealing it.
Right.
So if they catch you while in the act, you don't get it. So I'm like, oh shit, I got it.
And then when you go to any town across the land, they beat the shit out of you when you steal something. Like everything, and they will not let up.
Yeah, no, they're relentless.
Relentless.
Yeah, I'm 30% through Red Dead, and I pay my bounties, you know? Wow. I don't want to get fucked with.
I did for a while.
My camp's completely upgraded, dude. My whole camp.
I mean, the fact that you're not beating it is astonishing.
What do you mean?
There was a glitch in the game that you could go to a little house, and I don't know if it's still there. And there was a whole little thing. I don't remember the exact steps, but you know the little chests that have the gold bars that you find randomly?
Yeah. Is it a burnt down little part of a village?
Yes. I have so much gold. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Dude.
I went nuts.
Yeah.
What, do you just keep going back?
Yeah. Well,
you do
just
like a save thing and you go back and forth and you just keep going back and there's gold there and you just keep
it's just
doing
like three bars of gold.
I did it for like an hour and a half. And
right on.
I'll
have
done.
So much
you don't
gold.
Have to worry about money the rest of the game.
Yeah.
I honestly might do that.
Dude, I got a haircut. We got a suit.
It doesn't translate into the multiplayer.
Which.
Oh, that's fine. I'm not going to play that shit.
Oh, my God. I tried that for an hour and then got tired.
That was the whole reason why you bought it for Xbox.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Right,
that was I got it for Xbox to play with my one dude.
Yeah,
because
he's like,
it.
We're about to fucking jam and rob banks and fucking ride horses, dude.
I can't wait till we can be bros.
You would
like,
just,
no.
It was like GTA on a lesser level. You would just run into town and then people would just start gunning you down. And you're like, fuck me, this sucks.
Yep, and that same thing happens in GTA. I was like, dude, I'm just driving along on the freeway. Oh, Lord, there's a pack of dudes attacking me.
Look, there's an alien ship, dude, a rocket ship.
Yeah, this is way not, I'm not good enough.
Me and take everything I have. All I want to do is go into the casino, and I can't because this guy will not leave his perch and just wrecks me every time I get to the
it's
door.
It's a stupid thing.
The other thing that I wanted to mention about the new gen consoles is that it looks like Xbox is putting out one that's going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
And then like a pro version, but like it's like still mainly the same hardware.
I feel like you're really grasping for sales at that point. Like,
well, it's because the lashback about or backlash. Wow, lashback. Woo. Yeah, it's a little tired. The PS5s and the Xboxes were coming out for like $700. I think that was like the price that they were saying.
Yeah.
And then Xbox was like, yo, we're going to make a baby model that's like $450.
But then I think PlayStation snapped back at them and were like, oh, well, we're going to also have a digital-only version.
Disk drive, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which it still didn't drop. It only dropped the price like I think like $150 for that.
I didn't know there was pricing for either of those yet.
Yeah. There's not. There's been talks.
I keep hearing $500 for PlayStation. That's what I keep reading and hearing.
$500 does not sound bad to me.
No, it's not.
No,
it's not. Especially
dude,
when you think
honestly,
of what
whatever
you get.
It is, I'm just gonna pull out my credit card and throw it on there. So
the new PlayStation
really
looks
matter.
A lot cooler than the Xbox though.
That looks, you mean like
the Xbox looks like shit.
Yeah,
it's a ball. It's
I think they're both very gaudy.
Yeah.
They're big boys. But then they're trying to be PCs, so I get it. You're almost trying to be a tower.
That's really all they are. Yeah. Yeah. They are just PCs. Yeah. They're gaming PCs. That's all they are.
And that's why it's like $500 for a fucking system. I'm like, you'd pay like $1,100 for.
Yeah. Have you looked into gaming PCs or building
they're not
one?
Cheap.
Like,
also, you think about like $500 for like, and you don't get you might get one game with it, right?
Yeah, maybe.
And also, it seems like they're trying to be more backwards compatible friendly this time around. To where, like, at least your digital library might move over to where you can...
fucking better.
It should. It's,
it really
should.
They've
been saying that forever, so they need to do that. They need to get it done.
It's not like you're...
I don't understand.
It's like a car manufacturer. You're building the car. Like, you are the car. Like, design the next car to fit with the parts from the old car.
Correct. Agreed.
But that's how they make the money of, like, hey, we're releasing Shadow of the Colossus, and you're like, oh, I guess I'll buy it. And they're like, it's free a year later. You're like, motherfucker. At least I got my sticker
book.
No! Tony Priu, because we were talking about Shadow of the Colossus. Did you ever play Shadow of the Colossus for PlayStation 2?
I did, I want to. I look at it all the time, and
I've
never friggin'
played
it. Oh,
shit, it was free for
fucking... I think I have it in my library.
Good.
So, I always check my free games, and I'm pretty sure I have it in there.
So,
but Zelda's running the roost right now, so it's...
Fuck yeah.
Dude, it's fucking great.
We were...
so good.
We were talking, and I was like, I think I'm going to order Shadow of the Colossus. I think I'm going to get the specialty one, like the... pre-order $80 one, and maybe it was 60. I think it was 30 regular, 60 for this one. And then I remember I come home one day and he's like, dude, fucking got the deluxe edition. And I was like, oh, tight, now I don't have to buy it. And he's like, well, if you want to play it, you should,
because I ain't giving it up.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm keeping the stickers. And I was like, all right.
Can't have these stickers. I put one of the stickers on something like my phone case and it like peeled right off. I was like, cheap ass motherfucking stickers.
$30. I got a spotted horse and a sticker bunk.
It's like when Fallout was like, hey, buy our special 76 bundle. You'll get a duffel bag made of canvas. And they mail it to people and it's made of like Lexan plastic.
Yeah.
And they're like, it rips when I poke it.
And when they're I like, breathe on it.
All right, geez, I guess you guys wanted a real canvas bag.
Yeah. I can't actually think of any time I've ever bought a special edition.
That was the only time for me.
Like a tier up, like where they get you some extra digital shit, maybe. Yeah. But yeah, my little brother, he's still got the original Halo helmet. You know,
I never cared for those accessories.
It's just shit. I look at it as shit I'm just gonna throw in a box, or it's just gonna collect somewhere. I'm like, I don't
know. You know what I like?
I might want it really bad, but I don't need it. I buy enough like shit.
Night
I don't
vision
need.
Goggles from Call of Duty.
Exactly.
Click.
I love remote control car and shit.
Yeah,
like, I love that Destiny would be like, if you get this gun within the first week of it releasing to the game, you can buy the mini. It's like, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, it's like, well, no, now, like, you know that you were one of them because now you can prove it. It's like, yeah, but I could, who cares? Why am I going to pay
$80?
Yeah. All right, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched Dodgeball, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, that movie's almost perfect.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's so good. Robots, thoughts about Dodgeball?
My first thought is that I haven't watched it in about 16 years because I let my boss borrow my DVD 16 years ago and he still has it.
That would make sense. That would make sense.
I did like it though. What I remember of it, I like.
It's on
it's a funny movie.
It might be gone now, but it was on HBO Go for a minute.
Justin
like
Long
hits him with the wrench.
Dude, Justin Long's super like into fucking like physical comedy in that movie, and he pulls it off well. Vince Vaughn doesn't have to be in it at all, though.
No, not really.
Not at all. Like Average Joe or whatever the fuck his name was.
Average Joe's Jim.
Yeah. But Ben Stiller, incredible.
He's funny as shit. Yeah, I like, you know, Justin Long, like that's his thing, but he doesn't do it as much. I follow him on Instagram now.
What, physical comedy?
Physical shit. Like he does like door slaps with his head like a lot on his own Instagram.
Well, I wonder if he...
And like spilling drinks and falling
he
over
was
and
like
shit.
Funny
stuff though.
Yeah.
That's legitimate funny
I think he
stuff.
Came from like plays.
I was going to say he likes slapsticky shit. Yeah. Like Laurel and Hardy, like fucking Three Stooges shit.
Laurel and Hardy. Blow the dust off this reference.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm 34 now, dude.
Yeah. Happy birthday, dude.
Thanks, fucker.
It's not his birthday today.
Oh, I was like, dude.
No, it's not. I would not be here. This is my birthday.
I was. Yeah, he'd well, be a I water. Was almost here on my birthday, so, yeah. Well, I came the day after, yeah.
Oh, happy belated, dude. And I would be at water. Yes, you're right.
He'd be at water. That he just goes to the lakes, but he calls it water. Like, hey, do you want to go to the water? See? Or, no, you want to go to water?
Come down. All you guys come down, man. I'll put you
Tahoe.
Up in the house. And then
Lake Tahoe.
That's
Lake
a big
Tahoe.
One, right?
Oh, Lake Tahoe's gorgeous.
Dude. It's crazy.
Dude, I bring my wave runner.
You don't have one.
You probably could. You'll probably have to get like a special license.
I'll get a special license.
He needs to get a wave runner.
I got to buy the wave runner.
he does not have one.
That makes sense.
I could buy one whenever I want if I want.
Dodgeball, I give 8.5 deep impacts.
8.5 deep impacts for Dodgeball. What? I agree.
Ah, that's a good one. What have you seen?
I watched two seasons of Attack on Titan.
Two?
Yeah, there's three. It's the most Japanese anime I've ever watched. Yeah, we could go there. It's
a
beautiful
lake
you showed me.
Little part.
Robots
of it.
Is showing Tony
part,
a picture
yeah.
of Lake Tahoe.
Are
it
there
looks
boats
unreal.
On it?
Oh, yeah. That's crystal clear water okay. all the way through, too, man. It's deep as shit.
Fuck.
It is. It's
I like water.
He loves water.
I feel like, yeah.
You
like,
love it.
Like, I want to be buried at sea.
Wow.
What?
Nothing.
Or lake. Doesn't matter.
Buried at lake. I want to be buried at pond.
Yeah.
You end
buried
up
in puddles.
I'm really
whatever.
Cool.
You end up in India. They're taking your fucking body parts off and shit.
Yeah.
This one's got a body
shitting
in
on
it.
You.
You're saying because I'm like an old ship?
No, not at all. I'm just
beached
saying that.
Beached on shore like a whale?
Okay.
You're going to get stuck to the ship like a barnacle.
Yeah. Dynamite my guts.
Yeah. We'll get stuck to the bottom. Like, hey, over here.
Attack on Titan, such an anime. Holy shit. They either scream or cry. Every character.
Oh, I could not get into it because of that reason.
They do.
What
are you doing? I stopped watching it because I was like, it's getting too drawn out between the acts. That's my biggest bitch with anime in general. There's a lot of talking.
The filler? Yeah.
A lot of
talking.
They
feel like they really need to, like, it's something they don't emote it with scenes. They emote it with words.
They do.
And like... Yeah. There could be a dramatic scene where someone dies and they just scream, but then they'll be like, the sadness behind the death, it's really affecting me. And you're like, what the fuck is he saying that for?
Why
and to who?
Yeah.
I feel so sad.
Dude,
It's just really start weird.
Walking around like that in real life.
And no one does. Like, or like the puzzled look, like they're just like, schling.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you think she noticed? Schling. Oh, God. I'm going to be late for history. And like, you're like, fuck me, man. Where are the goddamn giants that eat people?
It's also wild to me that like they really rely on what seems like high school.
It's almost like adolescence in trauma is like their entire.
It's like they have to be kids. It's like, why? They're like, they just have
to
be.
Who would watch adults do anything
about the culture? Like, maybe that's how it is over there.
Or maybe they think that they have to sell it to kids.
They're the only people transforming, because once you're an adult, you're already set in your ways in Japan. Yeah. Yeah. So as a kid, at least they can go through like traumas or like drama.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, they're the only ones that would have any sort of existential qualms.
Are you going to finish?
Yeah, why not? You know, I'm doing nothing with my life. Yeah.
Robots, what did you see?
Well, I've been rewatching Inuyasha because I do like that a lot.
What's that?
It's another
anime.
What's it called?
Inuyasha.
Okay.
Yeah. It's about a half demon. It's good though. It's good. It's entertaining. I like it at least. I mean, and I don't like too many friggin' animes.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
What do you give it? And how many deep impacts? Oh,
deep impact. Easy 9 for me.
Wow, that's some high deep impacts, bro.
I like it.
Inuyasha, you know. Yeah, no, I know of it. I've never watched it.
That's actually really impressive that you haven't watched it.
It's good. It's a lot of character, a lot of demons and shit in it. Like, it's very cool.
Tony used to try to straighten his hair so he could look more Asian.
Yeah. Nice, hell yeah.
So Asian. Because you see a lot of fat-bearded Asians.
He's got
watch a shitload of Workaholics.
Oh, God, I've been watching it.
I love that show, dude. That show is hilarious.
It is good.
And it is.
Yeah, I've been watching the first season. It's very well written.
I'd say when you go back to the first seasons of those types of shows, like Always Sunny, Workaholics, like that type of show, or even Curb, like, you're like, God, it's so pure because there was no, like, they were doing it for no one but themselves at that point in time. You know what I'm saying?
Hoping for the best.
They were just like, we think this is funny and this is what we're going to do. They weren't like, you know, trying to play to the audience because they had none.
Right.
And I think that makes it a really neat experience to go back and rewatch those shows.
Oh, for sure. It's great. It's just like, it's unscathed, man.
Even Workaholics, they've kept well with it, you know?
It really stayed the same the whole way through.
They haven't deviated
really
much
at all.
I mean, like, I feel like Sunny was like that too, but Sunny just became so in its ways that it became stale.
It's also, it's like, what, like 10 seasons of?
It's a lot.
11 seasons?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And it's not South Park,
TV.
So you can't go crazy off the cuff. You have to keep it grounded because you're humans in a bar.
South Park is good, though, too, because they just play on everything that's relevant.
That's what I mean.
Like,
you can
right? Like, it will never end because events will never stop happening.
That's way true, and they are like our social commentary. That somehow, like, no one cares that they're like insanely like rude and horrible and
they
say
can't
offensive
get
things.
Fired.
You gotta watch Norseman.
Yeah.
The one we were showing you last night. That's funny, dude.
Norseman's a Netflix show?
Yeah. And
it's pretty funny.
It's a play on Vikings and shit.
Yeah. I guess when they filmed it all in like Norwegian and then reshot in English.
Oh, wow. Because
all the characters speak English. So you
That's
have to
funny.
Dub it.
That's fucking insane.
Like, and I think you would like it. I do. It's fucking pretty
good.
There's
a new season that just came out, right?
Yeah. I just started watching it for the first time with my brothers before I came here.
Yeah.
So, I recommend it.
Okay.
Speaking of a recommendation that Robots had, Crossing Swords on Hulu. Yeah. The little wood people.
I thought my wife fucking hated it. I loved it, dude.
There's parts of it that are really, like, it's fucking vile.
Very.
I mean, like, the queen, they put, like, little wood balls on her chest and, like, put nipples, like, to where she has, like, tits and a vagina.
Yeah, they just, painted on the hair and shit.
On a little wooden piece.
They're peg people. Right?
Oh,
they're like little wooden peg
people.
And it's animated.
Yes,
it's kind of like robot
like
chicken-y.
Stop animation.
Yeah, it's kind of
Seth Green's a part of it. He
All
was
right,
he
crossing
was
crossing swords.
Yeah,
cool.
I liked it. I watched the whole first season, and I actually thought it got better.
Okay, so I saw the first episode, so I will give it that. But for what I would say, I'd give it like a 6 right now.
Okay,
I wasn't mad about it at all, but I wasn't also
it's
like
not. And I did the same thing when I first watched it. I kind of was like, it's funny, so I just watched it because I had nothing else to do.
It might need to find its legs.
So I just kept watching it, and I'm like, it's with any show. A lot of times the first episodes aren't always that great because you need to build the characters. You need to get a feel for how each character acts and how they, you know, and once you build the characters and you get to know who they are, then their humor becomes a lot more funny at that point.
What's That's your number for show, like for episodes you have to watch before you're like, I'm done. I don't want to waste any more time.
I would say 3 to 4.
I'd
normally,
say I'd usually do 3.
Because I don't even think 2 is very good. Like 3 to, even Futurama. I mean, I love that show. But when it first came out, I only watched a few episodes and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do it. And then the first season came out, you know.
Yeah.
And I started watching more reruns and I was like, and then you started getting a feel for each character, built their own personality and everything.
Totally.
And now it's literally my favorite fucking cartoon show of all fucking time.
Like, I mean, the first season of South Park is like rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
But I usually try to give like 3 episodes until I'm like, nah. So I would definitely keep watching Crossing Swords.
And they're short. They're short. They are, too, yeah. So they're easy to swallow. Like 20 easy minutes, to digest. Maybe? 20
I'm minutes? Watching Dark right now. And
that fucking show is sick, dude.
Dark is like a slow show. Burn.
Very.
Dark, I need to give it more than 3 episodes to get deep.
I had to give it the first season.
Jesus Christ, how many episodes?
I had to give it a lot of episodes. There's like
3 seasons?
Are you done with the first season?
No, not yet. Okay. I'm like 4 episodes in.
Yeah, I had to give it like 5 or 6
it's
before
just
it really
so, just so I understand. Me. It's all about, like, dimensions and shit, right? Like, different dimensions of reality and time travel.
Yes,
okay.
Because
I was like, these motherfuckers.
Dude, I know. I
should I
there.
Watch it in German?
I watch it in German.
That's what he did say.
Okay. Because that's the cleanest looking.
That was it. The first time I turned it on, it automatically came up dubbed.
Yeah, always.
Correct.
So I'm like, watch. And I didn't know.
And
I didn't
like,
know it was a
rough.
German show.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong? I'm like, this looks dubbed.
Yep.
And then I go fucking, you know, look it up, and it's like, yeah, it's a German show. I'm like, well, you know what? Let's take care of this bullshit.
Yeah.
Because I can't. The only thing I can handle that on is old kung fu flicks,
where it's kind of like you're like,
it's part of the comedy of it.
It's expected. Yes. I know it's coming. It's going to be there.
Yeah, I was thrown off. I was like, goddamn native German, I bet.
Yeah. So the only thing that sucks about watching it in German is you have to be fucking paying attention to what they're saying.
And that's what I suck at sometimes.
I'll get on my phone. I'll
Robot said,
my
he was
wife,
like,
whatever.
Watch Dark. Yep. And I was like, I can only watch it if it's subbed. I can't listen to the dubs. And I need to be hyper-focused. Because I just started watching. Well, what do you give Dark?
So far, like a 6 out of 10. And I
what
know
do you
it needs
Dark?
To burn more.
I probably got to agree. 6 out of 10. But it gets better.
Well, no, I'm saying from your perspective now, what would you
How
give
much
it?
Do you like the show now?
I gave it like 7.5.
Okay, right on.
I'm right there. Like,
what did you think about Stranger Things? Like, on that bar?
Different,
it's a way
it's
different.
It's
a way different.
It's
it
hard
looks
to compare
so much
the
like
two.
Stranger Things.
No.
It's so different. Okay. Dude. Now, it will at some points because there's time travel involved.
Yeah.
Right?
There's
a lot of flashbacks. And like,
that's where I was like, I'm not paying enough attention.
It's difficult. Now I do realize that you can miss some shit and still catch what's going on. It starts to really explain itself more in the last few episodes of season 1.
Why
and
not?
You're really like, what's oh, like, oh, fuck, okay.
All these heady shows are like that.
Makes sense, yeah.
They're like, let's confuse our audience until the last
Super,
2 episodes.
But it's dude, it's a fucking pretty cool show. Okay. Like, I'm looking forward to season 2.
Once it happens, you're like, I'm in. But
and,
it takes
and,
a little
know,
episode
soon,
8.
Once you get so many episodes, so you don't even pay attention that it's German you're reading, you're just how you watch the show, and it doesn't even click that you're reading subtitles.
I totally get
you're
that.
You're just watching it at that point.
I started Narcos season 3 because I loved 1 and 2, but Pablo, spoilers, have you seen it?
No, but I'll watch it one day, but I'm not worried about spoilers.
Okay, so Pablo Escobar dies at the end of season 2.
Yeah, he's not alive right now.
Yeah. I don't know if you knew that. Pour one out for our homie.
He's not alive.
So this one takes place with the Cali cartel, correct?
Yeah.
And it is mainly in Mexico, or are they in Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the other one was in Colombia. So it's almost all
Colombia.
Right.
And
I
they all speak
the
Spanish.
First episode, I think.
But even, I'm saying the first 2 seasons weren't as, because your main character was an English-speaking dude.
Right.
DEA
okay, makes
agent.
Sense.
Yeah,
the guy that was in Predator, the Predator.
Yeah.
And
you
then
almost
you
don't
have,
even notice it now, right? Like,
what's that?
You almost don't even
exactly,
notice it.
Exactly, yeah. Once you get in it, you're like, okay, this is fine. But like, that's how I view Dark as well. And I would say season 3 right now for Narcos, like, that show's a 10 for me. Like, it's so good.
It's very well made.
Narcos
show.
Is fucking. And the dude that plays Pablo, I missed that because the dude that played Pablo was perfect.
He was wonderful.
And I don't even know that much about Pablo Escobar. I just liked how that guy acted. Like, he was just way good. The way that he looked, he was such a fucking intense actor.
Dude, Pablo Escobar is a very interesting dude in general. He was like, I could be the mayor, and I'll be king of Colombia. Like, he was running for office and shit, really
anything.
Like he did in the show.
People loved him, too.
Yeah,
they
he was like a man of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he's
crazy.
Like, the government's shit. I love you.
It's amazing.
And they're like, fuck them. Yeah.
What you can do to people, but as long as you, it's like work.
But it's almost like he was like, if I could create like a North Korea,
whip, whip, whip.
I would.
Here's something.
Yeah.
It's almost like that abused wife thing, right? It's like, can. Here's a cookie. Him. He does nice things for me here and there.
He didn't
boy,
kill
he's
me.
A piece of shit. Yeah, he didn't kill me, and he's a super piece of shit now. But then he did this, so he's I'm going to stick around. Yeah. That's like how Pablo Escobar was.
It's very similar to like, yeah, just having. He's a bad husband,
but I love him.
But I love him.
What does he see?
Piece of shit.
I saw Sorry to Bother You.
I watched. Wait. Sorry, I think you should leave. That's what I was thinking of. Go ahead.
Okay.
Not that, but
sorry, dude. Like,
Sorry to Bother You. Okay. Go ahead.
It's incredible.
Is it?
It's fucking hilarious.
What's
man.
It on?
Hulu, I think.
Okay.
It's called Sorry to Bother You, and this dude. It's such a strange way. It's almost like in the vein of like Eternal Sunshine or like I Heart Huckabees, to where it's like weird dystopian comedy.
Not
about
yeah.
this fucked up, weird, like near future.
Okay.
Main dude acts his ass off, and it's really funny and strange. Like, shit that you, like, I don't know, the kind of things you see in movies and they don't act it up funny like you think it should be, they do in this movie. Like, if a friend says a joke to him, like, he laughs and shit at him.
Gotcha.
Instead of, like, them just like in Superbad telling jokes to us and we have to laugh while they're still right. continuing their convo.
Right.
Like he does shit. Like his friend will do something funny. He's like, fuck, dude, that's so funny, bro. Oh my God, you're funny, bro. Holy shit.
I almost wonder if that's like instead of using a laugh track, why not have the people interact so you have
yeah.
that break to not miss
it's
the next
smart. Yeah.
The next funny joke.
Like they react like I am on my couch in
yeah,
the film.
Right,
it's very
yeah.
smart.
Huh. What do you give it?
Like a 9.5. Like it's a very, very smart movie.
What's
it's
called?
Cool. Sorry to Bother You.
Sorry to Bother You. Okay.
Yeah.
Robots asked me to watch, or he was like, yeah, I think you would dig this. What was it called?
I Think You Should Leave.
I Think You Should Leave. And it's a sketch show from a guy that was on SNL, and he's a writer of the show. He was a writer on SNL as well.
Oh, okay.
Tim Robbins.
I watched the first episode. What it and since it's a sketch show, and Robots mentioned this, he's like, it's hit or miss, but there's some good
obviously.
Ones. There's some good ones, and there are some good
you
ones.
You have to watch the one where they're fucking recording the song in the studio, dude.
Yeah, I guess I didn't make it to that one.
You,
I thought I watched the first
we'll
three episodes.
We'll just put that one on later. We'll
okay.
just find that one and watch it. For me, that is, I personally feel like that's one of the funniest sketch I've ever fucking seen. I
oh,
love
like
it.
Hands down, not even of the show, just like
just
in general.
In general,
right
I love it. I love it to fucking death, dude.
Then yeah, right now I don't. I hate the main character.
Okay,
so that's a bummer.
You didn't think where he was trying to open the door was
that
funny
one was
because
good.
Like I mean he was fucking committed, dude.
That
like,
one was good. I agree with you totally. The first it's the first skit of the series of the first episode. And that one is funny. But then when you get to the second skit, or not second, the second
the,
episode.
Like the weird baby one? That
no,
was,
the second
was,
episode where he's talking about, he's the lawyer, and he's like, if this ever happens to you,
was,
it's just him
yeah.
screaming. Oh.
Is this
about,
like Whitest Kids You Know? Like it's like
I don't
pre-recorded
think it's,
at, like skits?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Basically. It's just a skit yeah. show, Chappelle show, all that shit. It's just, it's
yeah.
all the same shit, right?
Like, for sure.
Okay, it's not improv, like,
no.
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
The show as a whole, I would give like, 3.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
because I thought I was going to be unkind giving it like a 4.
No. It's hard because I say as a whole, like maybe a 3 or 4, but the one skit, I give it a fucking like a 9, dude. I think it's hilarious.
Right on.
And that's just me. I mean, you may watch it and be like, you fucking loser. You know what
idiot.
I mean? That's fine. But,
how dare you waste my time?
But I thought it was great.
No, I watched the first two and they're weird. They're like 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
They're like, they're not long at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you can power through, I think it's, like, what, 6 episodes total?
Something like that, yeah.
You could probably get through right. it in, like, 2 hours.
I wrote yeah. her down.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, I guess watch the one where they're recording a song
dude,
in the studio. Is that episode 3?
I don't remember the episode.
Okay.
I watched it about 8 fucking times.
Jesus Christ.
Like,
hey, we're a fan.
I just like that skit, dude. It's just funny. It's very unexpected how it goes down. Like,
wow. I'm going to check it out. I wrote it.
There was a couple of sketches that I actually like laughed out loud at, and I was alone, so that says a lot. Like I usually don't like laugh out loud that much alone.
Bam.
Which is weird. What else you see, dude?
Vivarium.
What the fuck is that?
Another made-up name?
Yeah.
Yep.
Vivarium is not made up. It's got
what is it?
Imogen Poots, and that's a real person.
That's an amazing
name. Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh,
Imogen Poots was
Lex Luthor.
She was the daughter in 28 Weeks Later that Jeremy Renner was trying to get out of the city with the little brother.
Okay, okay, yeah.
She was the sister of that little brother that they were trying to get out of the city with.
Sure.
And her and Jesse Eisenberg. I don't like him, but this is a very cool role for him. So they're just a regular couple looking for a house, and they go to this real estate place that they see just passing by, and it looks really creepy and like sort of like a monotone, like every house is identical, and the guy behind the counter is just sort of
like a 50s track.
Yeah, home, and like he's track. Like a creepy sort of drone looking guy, and he sort of like wakes up when they come in. He's like, "Hello. How can I help you today?" And they're like, "We're just looking for some houses, man." And he's like, "Great, let's go." And like pretty much
it
like,
already sounds great.
Come on in, let's go. Drives them to this neighborhood that becomes like, when you pull into it, you're like, ah, they're never getting out of here.
Yeah.
Because it's like a million green houses that are identical, and the sky is like orange and like fucked up looking, and they come into the house, and pretty much the guy is like, go look in the backyard. And they both walk through a door, and it sort of is like a dimension that closes.
Yeah.
He is gone. And they're then in this neighborhood with no way to, they can't figure out how to get out.
Interesting. What's this called?
Vivarium.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds cool, actually.
Yeah. Was it good? I mean, it was actually pretty good. Like, I've seen the scenario before, like, to where it's sort of just sort of a, you'll never find the way out. This is your nightmare. He tries digging down. She tries going, like, you know, putting signs on houses to mark her trail, like where she's been.
Yeah.
But every house turns back into like house number 9, like where they were.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy.
Just watch
and then like
the same premise.
It delivers them food. Like whoever's watching them delivers them food so they can live.
It's like the fucking Lost.
Well, then, seriously.
Fuck
and like
you don't have to work anymore. Like just eat and be happy.
Then they deliver them a baby and say, raise it.
No, take it back.
And it just says like, raise it.
Take it back. Nope.
And it's, dude, and it's the creepiest baby on earth because it grows fast. And, like, it's not a human. It's straight up not a human. And you know that because it's like.
That sounds cool.
It's like a fucking robot, but you.
Sounds cool.
Scary.
Yeah.
What do you give it?
Like 8.5,
that's
man.
Pretty
it was
high.
Pretty intense.
All right,
I hated it. Creeped me out.
I watched Filthy Rich and Dirty Money.
Hey, how'd you like that, you?
Filthy Rich was fucking rough to watch. That's the Jeffrey
Epstein
documentary.
Such a pile of fucking shit.
It's a bummer of a fucking flick.
That dude's fucked up, man.
It's insane, and I put it off for a while. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. Awesome documentary. Made very well.
Totally.
Dirty Money, I give Jeffrey Epstein I don't give him a 9, but his documentary about how horrific of a fucking human he was is a 9. I watched Dirty Money, though, which is like every episode's about something.
Yep.
The Trump episode is fascinating. Super good. HSBC episode's amazing. I just got one of their credit cards.
Really?
Not because of that. I had it before, and then like I watched that, and I was like, oh, fuck. They were like the drug cartel Bank of America.
Cool.
Yeah, they just straight up laundered their money for them as a corporation.
Nice.
And the one about drugs was fucking sick. It has that fucking weird creepy guy that's like, here, this pill costs $20,000 now. That dude.
Yeah.
He's a fuck.
Galen or whatever his name is.
Yeah. But both documentaries are great. I give Filthy Money. The second season doesn't look as good. It just came out. But I give it like 8.5.
Tight.
Both were good. I was in a real documentary place.
Dude, sometimes those are just good to watch.
For
though.
Sure.
Like, there's a lot of interesting shit out there you don't think about.
Well, Josie watches documentaries like constantly. She's all about true crime. We just got Philo or Philo.
Why are all a lot of women are about true crime, dude.
Philo or Philo.
Yep.
And it has like the ID channel and shit on there. Uh-oh. So I was like, have fun. It's serial killer fucking network.
Courtney's obsessed with that too. Like,
dude, my wife loves that Snapped and shit like that. Like
Snapped and fuck, there's one podcast. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck,
Serial?
Serial.
Serial's good.
I was like, God
damn. Did you ever listen to Serial?
Yeah.
It's tight.
Yeah.
And it's super, like, fucking produced. It sounds like a TV show.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, she, well, that was also NPR. They got all the money.
I'm down with pretty much anything that's not rooted in reality. Like, that's my favorite
usually
shit,
what I go to as well. Like, when I watch the documentaries, I'm like, fuck, this is a bummer. Or like, man, this is boring. But, like, both those ones were good. And I think I had watched enough other shit that I was like, I can do some real.
I think the last one I watched was I think it was called Jiro Makes Sushi or something like
that. Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
Yes, that one. That was actually good. I mean, very slow.
Very slow.
Very,
it's a simple
boring
man.
Dude's yeah. very simple, but boy, it was amazing.
Like that
just,
dude's like
just his work ethic and yeah. stuff.
I'm just wondering what made you want to watch it. Are you just a
because
big fan
I
of
love
sushi?
Sushi?
Yeah, right on.
And
yeah.
I think even though I don't make sushi, I think it's such an art form.
It is totally
like when people do it. It dude. Is so. It's such a beautiful piece of food. Even at a restaurant where they're half-assing it, it still looks.
It looks way more dope than a fried piece of chicken or something.
Any day of the week.
Or and pizza.
It usually tastes
Whoa,
better, too.
Take it back.
Hey, my pizzas always look pretty boring. They're just cheese.
That's true.
Jiro Dreams of Sushi is great, and there's one I just watched on YouTube. It was just called...
India Dreams
Kobe,
of Shit.
And it's okay. all about Kobe beef.
That I could watch.
And it's all about this hibachi chef who makes like a 20 course meal for someone with a piece of Kobe beef that's probably a foot and a half long, cuts it into like 8 segments and cooks it 8 different ways with 8 different like veggies
that's
and like side dishes.
Meal, like,
yeah, and he's
fuck.
Like, this one you should eat with this sauce and put this on top first and then try this. And like he gives you suggestions for every bite.
Interesting.
I would be so down.
Very
with
interested. It was like yeah. an hour and a half. I was like,
I'll watch Kobe. Just about any documentary with food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. I love food. It, like food.
Same
food
way
amazing.
I went down that Trashtopia, Trash of the World.
Yep.
Oh, sort God. Of YouTube mm-hmm. hole. You can go down like a
food hole.
Unique food hole. Street Japanese street food, man, that's one of my subsections.
Unique food Got hole it. Should be the name of some like network on YouTube. Unique
I
food
can do
hole.
That. Unique
Just a
food
mouth.
Hole.
What else you see?
This one's a nightmare.
Okay.
I watched, it's called Missing 411, The Hunted. And Missing 411 is a documentary series that a guy designed based off of missing people from the national parks.
Okay.
In the United States.
Yeah.
But it's a worldwide phenomenon, but he's doing it on the parks here because this is where he lives.
Right.
So it's the hundreds of thousands of people that have gone missing in the parks with no evidence of how or why they're missing, not including maulings from bears or drownings.
So it's just
where
straight,
they
up
straight up
missing.
Nothing.
Missing. Never
like
came
vanished.
Back. Never found the human body.
This one's called The Hunted because it's about hunters, like men and women that are trained to be there that...
Just
have
go.
Gear, have GPS, have guns, have equipment to survive, are being found, you know,
well,
completely
found.
Taken off of the...
Yeah, not
pretty
found.
Much, well, they find some stuff, but they never usually find bodies. So the fucked up shit is, it's a hunter that goes out
yeah,
with friends.
Right.
He's like, all right, I'm going to go up and, you know, 200 yards away and grab something from like our deer blind.
Yeah.
Never comes back. That night, the guys are like, yo, it's been like 6 hours. We can't get him on radio. Like, we hiked up there. Where the fuck is he? There's no other, like, there's no tracks. He went there and now he's not there. Then the next day, they go and, like, report it. They come back. They see tracks leading a different direction. They were like, yo, we didn't see those yesterday. And usually this happens and there's either new evidence found in a place that's already been searched
mm-hmm.
or... A weather event clears out tracks so they
that
can't
makes,
find
yeah.
them.
Wow.
But they don't create new ones.
Well, in this case, like one of the cases, he was like, no, we were here and we didn't see these footsteps through the snow.
Right.
It was a blizzard when he went missing.
And then it stopped.
Correct. So they were like, all right, but we've canvassed this area. Like we hunt here all the time. Like we're not fucking idiots. Like why did he walk up this like weird mule path alone? And 11 miles away from where he went missing, they find like his like jacket and like book bag.
What?
And then like 100 feet from where he was supposed to be, they find his boots just set against a tree off the trail. So it means like his boots were put there purposefully. He was his other equipment was 11 miles further. And if he would have hiked that without boots, he would have had hypothermia
yeah.
within a mile.
That's a long
it's
walk.
It's so
dude.
Fucked up. That and is... all it means is we don't know. And it's like this everywhere. There's hundreds of cases like this. It's horrifying.
What's the hunt? 411 lost as hell?
Missing 411.
I'm glad I don't hunt anymore.
You can just type in like lost in forest and like the YouTube videos will send you down.
What area of the world is this in?
I mean, Yellowstone's a big one that people go missing. Yellowstone is one of the biggest concentrations. Lima, Ohio had a pretty much an event where people were going missing, where it was like two people almost went missing identically in different years.
Those damn Bigfoots, man.
Dude, they come back and do the same thing over and over. In Yellowstone, there's like a 5 mile radius where like 6 or 7 events almost identically have happened over like 50 years.
I feel like you would just
apart
tape that place
tape
off.
Tape that off.
Like,
just burn that to the ground.
Just burn that shit. You don't
we
get to go in there
make
anymore.
A shopping mall here.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Find everyone.
Firebomb this motherfucker.
What do you give it to?
Oh, I mean, 9.5 horrifying deep impacts.
Deep impact is horrifying. I watched all of Waco. Super sad. Loved it. 10.
Beautiful. Beautiful documentary, man.
I watched The Firm because you told me to. Boring as hell.
Totally.
5 deep impacts.
God, man.
Robots and I watched Impractical Jokers movie.
Ah.
And it was not that good.
Cool.
It was a bad version of this show.
Yeah, that's what I thought was weird, because I was like, okay, these skits are, like, the challenges are going to be way better, because, I mean, it's the fucking movie.
You've got production.
They said fuck one time, and they showed Murr's ass. Like, that's, like, the only reason, like, why
it
would...
The best parts of it were some of the skits, or when they'd go knock on the door, and Murr's would always be doing shit, those crazy parties. Like, that was the best,
one of what
thought.
Murr does at night, yeah. So, like... It's Bad Grandpa. They have reality stuff in it, but it's like, oh, we're 4 friends that like compete to embarrass each other our whole life. So what we'll do is we'll compete across the entire like from New York to Miami,
driving in a shitty car
to see who can go to the Paula Abdul concert, because at the beginning they fuck over Paula Abdul in a sense. And they have to make it up. This is them making it right. It's pretty cheese. I give it like a 5. Like,
that's a bummer.
And I you know how much I love Impractical
Losers.
Like, you know how much I love that show.
It was
show.
Literally the last resort at making money off of a show that's been going on for maybe too long.
I mean, they're fine.
I mean, it's a good
show. They're all comfy now.
They're very. Well, I saw their live show, and it was a blast. The skits that they showed, they couldn't show in True. At that show was fucking, they were amazing.
Right. And
like, Q is a shrub. At a fucking Little League game. So, like, he's like, you can see his eyes, and he keeps moving closer to the field. And obviously, it's a fucking baseball field. There's nothing. So, this moving tree, and a dad, like, legit was like, you fucking, like, pedophile, and, like, tries to, like, beat him up. He's like, whoa, hidden camera show.
I was going to say, when did that happen? When did someone go after
him? Oh, dude, amazing. It was fucking awesome. Like, the whole, like, I mean, this whole, like, I can't remember where we saw it, but, like, the whole, like, stadium or whatever, like, fucking erupted. I just think the movie, like, really hit, like, missed the mark. And, yeah, it felt more like a cash grab than it was, like...
It was.
Bunch of whores.
If you look at the show now, the stunts they're actually doing stunts. As opposed to, like, going into a meeting and trying to sell shitty inventions. Like, those were the good punishments. And as the season goes on, they're running out of shit to make
ideas.
Each other do.
Totally.
So it's kind
of
like...
One of my favorite ones was the buffet where, like... They have to take shit off other people's plates.
Dude.
Sal's like, oh, shit, my favorite.
Yeah.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah. That's horrifying.
It is.
It makes you feel like it gives you that gut, like,
cringiest.
Oh, God. But it's so
but
fucking
it's
awesome. Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah. And we started watching Last Dance, that Bulls documentary.
Yeah.
That's fucking tight.
It is.
Pretty,
Courtney
pretty
was like,
cool, yeah.
Looking at me, she's like, do you like basketball? And I was like, if I had to choose a sport to visually watch, I would choose hockey, basketball, or like rugby or something like random like that. Mm-hmm. Like, those sports are fast and intense, and like they have like such crazy agility to them.
Yeah,
that I really enjoy.
It's more so watching
I'm not
the humans,
like obsessed with basketball teams or anything.
The human specimen being at
me.
The top of its game.
Yeah,
that's what was
so
cool
fast.
About. Well, and also like Robots, you were very aware of like the Bulls in that time period.
It was happening. Yeah, like I was seeing all that shit right on TV.
And just... so were we, but we were younger. I mean, I wasn't paying attention.
I had a starter jacket, dude.
Yeah, so did I. I didn't have
a pullover.
I had
with
a fucking,
the big pocket in the middle.
I had
those
the
are so those
are
so rad.
Fuck, was it the
They're making a comeback.
Yeah, they are.
Everything
dude,
the
sharks,
The Sharks were popular back then.
Fanny packs are making a comeback, and that's actually fucking frustrating me because I fucking hate those. I didn't think they were cool back in 86 or 87, dude. Like,
I think it's ironic, though,
it is.
Still, right?
It's,
like, you're silly. Like, you're being silly.
Because a lot of,
but,
like
now, people are actually, like, I have a buddy, he's like, but it actually works. He's like, dude, I use it everywhere I go. I'm like,
well, of course it works.
Cool.
Of course
it
works.
It's a pocket with a zipper
on it. It's like
saying
carrying a purse. I can carry a purse. Yeah. It would carry shit.
Yeah.
So I told him,
it's going
like,
to do its job.
I'm like, Mike, I'll just go buy you a purse if that's what you want.
If you want
like,
a backpack,
well,
wear
like,
a backpack.
Yeah. Like, I'll get you one, dude.
But yeah, it seems like hipsters kind of like go towards like the taboo and the things that were like looked at as like cheesy and stupid, and then it becomes cool.
Like, I'm surprised that the Napoleon Dynamite Velcro snowshoes made of like the fabric.
Yeah.
With like the little like oh, yeah, yeah, the yeah. shitty bottoms
yep.
on them.
Yep.
I haven't taken
well,
off
I think
yet.
That's why. It's because right? they're literally like not good shoes.
No, they're horrifying. Yeah. And they yeah, like squish into themselves. Yeah.
So ones that are walking down Walmart, they're on the end cap for $3. For
but I'm saying like if they're not good shoes, people don't give a shit. That's like saying like skinny jeans aren't comfy. But yet people wear skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans are comfy because yeah, they make them stretchy.
Dude, look at me, man. I don't think they're comfy because my chicken and giblets are all tucked up in there.
Chicken and giblets.
Like
my ass crack hangs out even when my pants are pulled up in skinny jeans.
Oh.
It's my crack goes too high.
Yeah, you got that.
Or my belly pushes
my kids
it too
I
low.
I never put them on, like, ever.
You just... I have jeans that fit well that are
that
called like slim.
You got that halfback.
Like slim fit fat boy jeans, like look like skinny jeans kind of, but they still breathe.
You got that halfback crack.
And you don't have skinny jeans. You have slims.
No, oh, okay.
My wife bought me a pair of jeans one day and they were stretchy in the waist. And I
yeah,
was like,
those are awesome.
I couldn't do it. I was like, please take these back.
Get me
like,
real
I'm
denim.
Not fucking pregnant.
Oh, dude,
I don't fluctuate.
Yeah, I mean, I love those because I'm like,
there's,
oh, I ate too much.
There's
and like,
some things I just can't fucking do. Like these shorts, they actually have a little bit of stretch in the waist.
Yeah.
That's fine, but.
So you like real denim.
I do.
Okay, so when you wash jeans, you're like, I can't, like, it sucks to put these on now.
I don't wash them for so long.
How long
like,
do
like,
you say?
I will get a pair of jeans, and if I do not get them dirty. Because usually, unless I'm at work, something. I don't like getting fucking dirty.
Yeah, he's like a year.
Yeah, but yeah, how long before you... I've heard someone say like, yo, I can wash them once a year.
I would say, I would say once a month.
I was going to say, the amount of farts I push through that denim on the back ass, and like the amount of like...
As opposed to the front ass?
Well, yeah, I don't... Yeah, queef out of my pee hole. I just feel like eventually they do just get sort of like stale smelling like... Leg sweat,
they would,
and ass,
yeah.
and
just in general,
oh, just
yeah.
taint sweat,
yeah,
all
just
of it.
All
I usually wear mine two or three times before I, and like during the work week, I don't wear fucking nothing but work clothes. I come home and get in my pajamas and take a shower at fucking 5 o'clock because I want to wash that shit off of me. I want it gone. So I'm not wearing jeans unless we're going somewhere.
That's when you wear jeans.
And in the summer, I'm not wearing jeans anyways. It's always shorts.
Oh, dude,
it's
I wear basketball shorts almost exclusively in the summer.
Dude, I wish shorts were more socially acceptable in a professional setting.
I agree, too, because it is hot.
I hate, yeah, I got to wear pants.
Well, you work in a factory,
fucking,
so I mean, that makes more sense.
Iron fucking, or steel toe boots, fucking jeans.
So OSHA doesn't like shorts and flip-flops at your job?
No, I'm with that, because my job, I could actually do I've dropped something on my foot twice in 16 years. It's like, come on.
What if you were wearing a flip-flop?
Hard hat, earplugs, glasses, all that shit, and then our building isn't insulated, so it's hot as shit in the summer and it's cold as hell in the winter.
That's awful.
Yeah,
it's a nightmare.
That is whatever. Everything that I have seen, Tony. What else have you seen?
Freaking, I was on a spiritual journey watching The Fountain.
Oh, you rewatched that? Love The Fountain. You ever seen The Fountain?
No, I've never even heard of it. I'm like thinking, and I'm
Darren Aronofsky,
Hugh Jackman,
like Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
He did it.
Clint Mansell scores it, and he's like one of my favorite composers. And Hugh Jackman's in it. And it takes place between like three different storylines that kind of all meet at once. It's almost a perfect movie.
It's
highly recommend it. What was it on? Was it HBO?
HBO.
If you get a chance, I mean, it's only like an hour and a half too, which I was kind of surprised.
I'll jot it down.
I mean, it's fucked up, man. Like
it's tight. It's like some of the most beautiful visuals.
My massive movie list from
perfect.
The show that I have not watched.
Wow. I like how there's little fires next to the show. Yeah.
Well, actually, those are because I was told those were good. Chronicles, Pawn Shop Chronicles. I just watched Fury the other day.
Fury's so tight.
I don't know why I slept on that and didn't watch it because that movie's fucking awesome.
It's way,
dope. And my son loved it.
Way good.
Like, oh, dude, yeah.
Freeload,
I watched that one. That was that train documentary.
Yeah.
Those kids are fucked up, dude.
Yep. Freeload's wild. Okay.
The Fountain.
The Fountain. Yeah, I think you'll dig it, man.
The Fountain. Yeah, man. It's like, it ties together the, because Rachel Weisz is his wife, and in one of the storylines, she's dying of like a brain tumor.
Okay. Yeah.
And so he's a scientist trying to like kind of revert brain tumor and like degenerative diseases. So he's fighting to find cures for that by looking at like the tree of life. then she's writing a story about a conquistador looking for the tree of life, okay, in the Amazon.
All right, yeah.
And then she plays the queen, he plays the conquistador.
And they talk about a dying star, which then fills into the third part of it. It's really... You might be kind of like, what the fuck is this about? But like, once you see the whole thing, it makes sense, and you might want to watch it again.
There's sometimes though it's that I watch though. A movie and I'm like, what the fuck was that about? But I still enjoyed it.
That's how
like,
we kind
of
were.
Confused the hell out of me, but still liked it.
And that's where I am about like, oh god, what's that movie that you're like, but you don't really Annihilation is like, yeah, that, to where it's very complex sci-fi to where I really don't get it,
yeah,
but I get it enough to where I'm like, this is such a gorgeous thing to behold.
I get it, yeah.
The fountain is all pretty. It's nice. Like, it's nice. He was literally like, yo, like, let's make the hardest looking. Oh man, it's trippy as fuck.
It's tight.
Awesome.
I have the time to watch all this shit. It's just whether I rip myself off of the, you know, PS4.
So honestly,
like I said, it's basically only an hour and a half. Yeah. That's like the big thing, is that like the firm was 2.5 hours that I felt like I wasted.
That is all I've seen.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Let's hop into Test of Tony. We watched Mask of the Phantasm, Batman.
Dude. Mask of the Phantasm.
So when you
is that the cartoon?
It is. It came out in 1993. I want to say
I have probably seen it.
This was the
and
movie.
I recognize the name.
This was the movie that
but
came
I just
out.
Don't recall it
in theaters.
In theaters.
So yeah. It was like
it was at the height of Batman animated series. It was still
the
like
writers of that series.
Yeah, Paul Dini, fucking. Oh God, what's
also might have been at the height of like, you know, my drug series or something like that. Yep. Too. So.
Well, wait, did you watch Batman the Animated Series? That was 92 to 94.
I watched
say.
Some of it. I didn't watch. Well, no, I wouldn't have, because where I grew up, we didn't have fucking cable. We did. We had it later. We had like satellite.
This
later,
was like the box for it.
I've seen that.
And yeah,
I have probably seen it. Let's just say yeah.
Okay.
Fuck it for, you know, just for yes. Let's go. Yeah, sure. I'll fucking see it.
I love this movie. And I remember seeing it in theaters with my mom and absolutely adoring it. And not only that, seeing Batman not 4-3, especially the animated version, because I love the animated series. One of my favorite series ever. I think it's fucking like
it's the exact same style, Art Deco,
with a little
noir.
Bit a better frame rate. It looks
oh, yeah,
like
it's smoother.
Yeah, it's not even that smoother though, but it's a little bit smoother.
Still old.
Yeah, and I think it's only what in
70 minutes.
Yeah, 70 minutes. And the Phantasm itself, it's a really really neat storyline. I highly recommend, if you haven't seen it, to check it
I'll
out.
Watch it.
Oh man, it's if you're I'm thinking of like a Batman joke. Movie, like.
It's almost perfect.
It's almost perfect because it shows you got all the amazingness of like the Batman villains.
Yeah.
Like the Batman villains that you have are like sympathetic and crazy and fun, like the Joker and like.
Well, also it's a mob movie.
It's a mob movie, and like it shows the origins of some characters, yeah, which you'll love. And it's like a there's a part at the World's Fair.
That's so sick.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
And then there's a part at the World's Fair at the end,
yeah,
that shows its destruction. Almost like the hope versus the reality of like someone's
okay.
thoughts.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It's
like,
fucking tight. That movie's
I'll give it a watch again.
I watched it. There was a critical analysis of it, and the guy was like, I don't think you're ever going to. It's easy to miss, but I don't think you're ever going to see a one-line comment from a character to Bruce be more relevant. And he goes, and the line is, it's a someone that's talking to Bruce Wayne, and they're both talking in sort of like characters, because that person's
right.
got a mask and he's got a mask under it. And she goes something like, he goes something like, oh, fuck. He's like, oh, if only our parents knew what kind of chaos, you know, this world
yeah.
would have for us. And she goes, or he's like, if only your parents knew how much chaos you would cause in the world. And she was like, if there's someone obsessed with parents or following their parents' dreams more than anyone, it's you, Bruce.
Yeah.
And like, she just says that, and it's like,
and it's tight, because it pans on his
on
face
him.
And he's
yeah.
like, fuck.
And she doesn't know his other side,
no.
being
right.
Batman,
right.
but she sees it through Bruce even. She's
yeah.
like, dude, if anyone's obsessed with their parents, bro.
Yeah, you're always yeah, at the fucking gravesite.
They would have known
crying
what kind
over
of schizo you turned into.
Like, yeah. Like, what do I do, Mom?
Yeah.
Like, screaming at her tombstone.
It's really good. And you still have Kevin Conroy, Mark Hamill as the Joker. Kevin Conroy's
Mark
Batman,
Hamill
obviously.
Killed it, man.
He's great.
Yep. That dude fucking just killed.
Even did you ever
part.
See Killing Joke?
No, I have not yet, and I don't know why.
Check
I just
that out.
Haven't watched it, but I want to.
I will say, they deviate
I
a lot.
I love all the new DC animated shit, because
yeah.
it's super gory, and I like I'm a gore guy. Like, I yeah. like, you know, punching and blood and fucking totally. Just hardcore shit, right? And that's where those new DC cartoons yep. are kind of, especially the Batman.
Yeah, definitely. The Killing Joke takes a very strange deviation that is not a part of the book, and it makes it a main point of the story that does not need to be there whatsoever. And okay. that's the only issue I had with it. It seems like they needed to stretch it.
Because I've read the book,
you'll
obviously.
You will fucking know it when you see it, because you'll be like, that could not have been in the book. And it's like a decent chunk of the movie. It's strange. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you give Mask of the Phantasm, Tone?
8 out of 10. It's really good.
I'm about
it's
to say,
fucking
I,
wild.
I give it a 9 because there is little kid elements of it. And, so the, and yeah. it does drag at points, but it is such a fucking
there
strong
movie.
There
always will be, though. Especially with those, like, 90s cartoons, yeah. you know.
Most definitely. But
they,
it was a
then
real...
Then they weren't gearing cartoons for adults. Now they're gearing cartoons for adults a lot True. Of times.
But I will say that one of the... best things the animated series ever did was kind of play to the audience of like, well, we know that the dads grew up watching Batman 66, so why not make it kind of like enjoyable for them as well? Kind of like what cartoons do now.
Yeah.
Kids can enjoy them, adults can enjoy them. But dude, that opening
I know.
Fucking song.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so haunting. And like that,
the
vocals. The
orchestra shit is
yeah,
incredible
so
too.
So sick. Yeah, I can't remember her name, but she was the composer on the show, and she basically took Danny Elfman's score and then kind of like tweaked it a bit, and then she scored every episode with an actual orchestra.
It's crazy.
Which is unheard of now because everyone does like, you know, some type of digital MIDI
yeah.
type shit. But yeah, MIDI. It's fucking awesome. All right, movie of the week. Cowboys and Aliens. Have you ever seen this?
I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah,
that's
it's
an
forgetful.
Older movie.
It's very forgettable.
Yeah. I know the title right off the top of my head, and I'm pretty sure I've watched it.
Yeah, you got fucking Daniel Craig. You got Han Solo.
Harrison Ford.
Say his name.
How do you have so many good actors and then just
Olivia
have a
Wilde.
Fucking hot
Olivia
pile
Wilde.
Of dog shit? Like,
I will.
It was so fucking
bad.
Bland and forgettable.
I will say the aliens look tight.
Look great.
The tech is cool.
Tech is fine.
And yeah, Sam Rockwell?
Yeah.
Like what? Like the dude's a genius. And yeah. still I was like, this is kind of dog shitty.
I'm really thinking I should have fucking texted you when I was at my brother's and did nothing but watch TV.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, give me what you got. Like, what do you guys
I totally
on?
Forgot too. My bad.
Oh,
yeah.
It's all right. It's no big deal. But I was
feed
just like,
me
hmm.
stuff.
Yeah, seriously.
But
throw a bunch of shit at me.
Wow. It's, this movie is so...
You didn't miss much.
It drags its fucking
feet
when it shouldn't.
And right. in all honesty, like, it could have been a really tight... It's a tight premise.
Yeah.
If on All right, this is one of those movies on paper, sound awesome. Execution, terrible.
It's
Well, execution's
sad.
Not even terrible. It's just kind of just like, bleh.
I was very bummed. I was like, man, there could be potential here, like... Let's try it, man. Let's try this fucking.
Well, I remember
reason.
Last week or 2 weeks ago when you told me like, "Hey, let's do this for movie of the week." You're like, it has every notion of being a good movie,
yeah.
But like, it's renownedly not a good movie.
No, it's
like I wonder why.
Shit on, yeah.
And it's just fucking boring. I think that's his ultimate sin. Is it's just boring.
It's a bummer how boring it is.
Like,
don't watch this. It's
yeah,
boring.
Not
yeah.
like Unforgiven boring to where it was boring with a point, but the end made the whole movie.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like Dances with
parts.
Wolves is boring, but there's like so much there still.
Yeah.
There's
Three
nothing.
Three and a
there.
Half
there's no,
hours.
No orchestratic, like beautiful music or like really renowned acting killing it at the end or
just literally like
just
watching
literally
two
nothing.
People at a coffee shop.
The acting was super
just sitting there drooling. Yeah.
The acting was just super mediocre. The action scenes were okay, but not like super well put together.
Nobody brings it.
Nah. And with a lot of people that could.
Yeah.
And that, like I said, I think that's like the ultimate sin. It's just kind of was just like so bland.
Turd
good
burglar.
All right. What do you give that? Like, I would say like a 4.
Yeah, like a 2 or 3.
Wow.
Like,
even lower.
Don't watch it.
Like, there's redeeming qualities, but I'm never going to watch this movie again. Mm-mm. So I would put it below the 5 mark. But I do think that like there are parts that were okay.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, just break it down a little bit.
All crumble right, it on top. Yeah.
Robots. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate
sure.
it, sir.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Next week, Tessa Tony, Karate Kid movie of the week is going to be Nice Guys.
Yeah.
Which one's Nice Guys?
With Russell Crowe and
oh,
Ryan
that,
Gosling.
Okay, yeah, I got to put that down because I do want to watch that.
There's boobs
I
in it.
I will not watch wow. Karate Kid.
Are you fucking 5?
I'm just saying.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.